Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. I just want to share some end of year thoughts to ponder as we make our way to 2020. Who can believe that? The end of the year is typically a time that many people gather with family and friends, give thanks, reflect amidst the chaos that can surround the holidays. It's a time many of us make more happy memories if that's what we decide to do. It's also a happy time for many of us who have blessings to count them, as well as time to help others who might not be as blessed. That being said, this message is a personal invitation from me inviting you during your downtime or reflection time. I ask you to give some real thought to your climate change story, the story you tell yourself about what and how you think about climate change and about understanding why what you think is important. And should you choose to do that, I will be forever thankful, and hopefully you will ponder some of the thoughts I'm about to share. For over 10 years, the Mrs. Green's World team members have worked diligently trying to figure out how to reach more people, how to have a greater impact, how to inspire people to action and get them excited about becoming engaged. We, along with thousands of other climate change leaders, have struggled to tell the climate change story convincingly. Why is it such a challenge? Why aren't more people as concerned as we are? Why are people so overwhelmed that doing nothing and tuning it out sometimes is their path of least resistance? Why indeed? There might be an answer for all of us. The light bulb may have turned on. And it all came in the form of a very thoughtful article shared with us by an MGW team member, none other than Katie Murphy Darling. What the article brilliantly stated is that climate change is really about prosperity, peace, and public health, not about saving the environment. Talk about a paradigm shift, and indeed it is. Here's a short quote from that article. The idea is simple and compelling. If the public won't or can't get behind climate action for climate's sake, maybe they will if all the many non-environmental benefits of reducing carbon emissions are brought to the foreground. Hence, climate change as a threat to public health, to national security, to social mobility. Traditional co-benefits of framing tells the story like this. If humanity does something about climate change, if we reduce carbon emissions through massive investments in renewable energy and retrofitting of inefficient buildings, if we improve resilience through investing in green infrastructure, nature-based solutions, and all of the rest, we will not only solve the climate change problem, we will also reduce economic inequality, improve public health, reduce threats to national sovereignty and geopolitical stability, and generally make people's lives better. Simply put, we all win. Serious food for thought, certainly inspiring to me to change my climate story by making it all about people. I am ever hopeful that you will join me, that you will passionately and intentionally make the climate change story your story, a story about working towards peace and prosperity and good health for all of Earth's inhabitants, and then decide the part you will play in all of this. Thanks for listening. And as always, you can check out past episodes of this program at kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page, and check us out at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more about our work. Thanks.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.